Yeah, I think it's fair to say there's been a bottleneck in the processing in Queensland for a long time, and we welcome the opportunity for an investor to come in and fill some of that role.
Has this come out of the blue, or are you aware of some of these discussions that have been going on? We heard there that they have cattle supply sorted out by the sound of things.
Look, we haven't been notified officially of anything that's been happening with FKG Group. Look, they're a civil construction group. I know Dallas Hunter. I've done some work with him in the past. Look, they're a significant group, and they've got some significant investment in farming in the Darling Downs. So I could suggest that they haven't done this lightly, Craig. So, and as to your question about the supply, well, obviously, any group that's going to put up a proposition of $80 million will have first done their study. So they'll know where they're coming from and they know where they're going to.
But supply is becoming an issue, isn't it, in Queensland? The herd numbers are down, mainly due to drought conditions. They're talking about this plant being up and running by 2017. Will the supply actually really be there?
Well, basically, they're there now. They're going to other plants, obviously, the cattle that are there now. But look, we see it regularly, Craig, where the market increases and there's been a bit of rain around, and all of a sudden we get this bottleneck and we can't get our cattle booked in. So, or we can book them in, but there's quite a lead time before we can get them to the abattoir. So it's a positive move in that respect.
Bim Struss, there are a number of proposals also on the table for abattoirs in the north. Emerald, Cloncurry, Townsville, Hughenden, all those local councils have done feasibility studies to get a meatworks in the north. Does a new abattoir or meat processing facility, as they seem to be termed these days, in the south, mean that those northern projects don't really stand a chance of getting up?
I think the thing that's missing from a lot of those opportunities in the north, and Gladstone's one more to add to that list too, Craig.
Yep.
Is the investor. Now that's the one we need. We in all those opportunities up there, councils are out there. They're keen. They're supportive. There are some cattle numbers up in that area, so there's the opportunities there. But we do need to get the someone to stand up and do what FKG have done and put the dollars up and say we're going to do it.
Are you surprised that there is this investment coming from Australia? I know some of those northern groups have been approaching foreign investors to try to get some money on the table. Are you surprised by how big this investment will be?
Look, I'm not really. You know, food security is a very, very important thing worldwide today. One of the things that I often quote is that Europe starved a couple of times last century, and we haven't seen that in Australia. We haven't ever really experienced that that problem. So our governments probably don't see that as being as important as the Europes and the Asias do today. So any company, the likes of FKG that are out there that are have done their sums, they can see there's an opportunity there, and they're getting in and investing in agriculture.
We did hear from the Toowoomba Mayor in that package from Ali too, who was saying that he's expecting a lot more proposals, a lot more food processing to be happening in that Toowoomba region. Why? What makes it so attractive in your mind, Bim Struss?
Well, the very reason I just said, Craig, you know, food security is important around the world. And look, when you consider the fact you've got that Wagner Airport investment, and that's, you know, that's a pretty smart investment from those Wagner boys. They've done their sums too. They just didn't build an airport hoping they're going to land a few planes. Mm. They've known there's been some opportunities there, and they can see that. So their investment has been the forefront of giving the likes of FKG this opportunity.
You would have sat in many briefings and seen the export figures, the growth in protein demand and in beef demand from Asian countries in particular. You talk about that potential from Toowoomba being key to all of that as well. Bim Struss, does this factor into your members, though, and their thinking at the moment when, I guess for most of them, they're more concerned about looking out their back window and seeing some very, very dry paddocks as we speak?
Craig, I represent probably 20,000 producers out there in Queensland, and in the last number of years, they've done it pretty tough. You know, drought's been there. It's even been some floods that have made it pretty hard for some of those people as well. So any opportunity to enhance their markets, which will improve their bottom line, is going to be a huge benefit to them. And we need to start to really consider that if we're going to produce all this extra food for the world by 2030, we need to start to really support these people out there. And I welcome the opportunity that we've been given with the application to council by FKG.
Yeah, it's an interesting proposal. $80 million would be spent on such a facility. Also talking about a milk processing plant to accompany an abattoir as well. Bim, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.